If you're looking into making a transition from SDC to RSP or RSP to SDC and want to know what's the difference, today's episode is for you. Hey, special ed teacher. But before we get into it, if you are trying to figure out how to get your documents together for that next IEP meeting, go ahead and grab my free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help get you started and to be more organized before your next IEP meeting. I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes. All right, let's get into the show. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. A past colleague of mine just recently texted me asking this question. She said, Michelle, you're the only person I know who transitioned from a special day class teacher to a resource specialist teacher. What are the pros, the cons? What is the difference? I remember when I was a behavior therapist with a private agency. I primarily worked one-on-one with students with special needs who were fully mainstreamed in the general ed classroom. While working in a regular fifth grade class with my student, I remember two women who came into the classroom to come in and observe. One of the women introduced themselves to me, and she said that she was the new RSP teacher. I asked about what the qualifications are to be one, and she was super friendly and said she started in the SDC or special day classroom first, and she also let me know what her duties are now as an RSP teacher. That was the day I became interested in becoming one myself. What ended up happening, of course, you guys have heard my story, that I was blessed to teach in the self-contained classroom or SDC class first. I ended up teaching in the SDC class for 10 years, varying from different combinations of K through second, third through fifth, and even fourth through fifth. And my experience as an SDC teacher was invaluable and helped prepare me before moving into my RSP position. I've taught SDC for over 10 years with those various grades, but now I'm in my fifth year as an RSP teacher. So that's about 15 years in special ed. So if you're interested in being or have ever been curious about what even an RSP teacher versus an SDC teacher does, the pros and cons, and all that goodness, here we go. Resource specialist teacher versus special day class teacher, what's the difference? I want to go ahead and start with first defining each position as much as I can. For an SDC teacher role, also known as a special day class teacher, also known as a self-contained special ed teacher, this person provides services to students with special needs that the general ed program, RSP, or related services cannot meet. An RSP teacher role works with students with special needs in their regular classroom or a separate designated classroom. As a special ed resource teacher, you focus on providing extra help and individualized learning techniques to students with disabilities or special needs. Now that you know the definition for both, let me let you know how my experience has been in both positions. For difference number one is classroom setting. For an SDC teacher, your classroom setting is the special ed setting. This means that the students are in the special ed setting receiving specialized academic instruction for most, if not all, the days. So your day as an SCC teacher would be that you would have a classroom of students with special needs in your classroom all day long with you. Of course, there is the mainstreaming of students into Gen Ed every now and then for a small portion of their day, with some students that may leave your class. But you are technically with your kiddos with special needs all day. As an RSP teacher, your student's setting will be in the general ed setting. This means that the student's day is mainly in the general ed classroom. Then the student will either be pulled into your room for small groups, or you can also be pushing into their room for support for a portion of their day. So for difference number one is the classroom setting. RSP teacher versus SCC teacher, what's the difference? For difference number two is the subjects you teach. For SCC teacher, in the mild to moderate SCC class in elementary, you'll be responsible for teaching all subjects. So that means the core subjects like reading, writing, and math, as well as social studies, science, and health. In an RSP position, in the elementary grades, which is what I primarily have only taught, you focus on reading, writing, and math, which is mainly the core subjects. I know in middle school or high school, I've heard of SDC teachers and RSP teachers teaching history, social studies, science, and other subjects like that. But for my experience, I'm just letting you know what I have taught in the elementary grades. So for difference number two is the subjects you teach. RSP teacher versus SDC teacher, what's the difference? For difference number three is your caseload. For an SDC teacher, your caseload can range from a minimum of about 8 students all the way to maybe 16. I use the word maybe because if you are an SDC teacher, you know there have been moments where you've had more than 16 or sometimes smaller than 8. But primarily, your students are with you all day and you are in the classroom to manage your caseload of students. As an RSP teacher, depending on the district and state, the quote-unquote maximum amount of your caseload can reach up to 28. And same thing, I do air quotes here for maximum because I have heard of some RSP teachers that have close to 50 students on their caseload. My heart goes out to you. So you are the case manager for all the students in the general ed classroom setting that have IEPs. So you are the case manager for all the students in the general ed setting that has IEPs under SAI, which is specialized academic instruction. Managing all of your students that come in and out of your classroom or with pushing in. So difference number three is the caseload. RSP teacher versus SDC teacher, what's the difference? For difference number four is the amount of IEPs. As a special day class teacher, you are merely responsible for the IEPs on your caseload. That is it. If there are amendment IEPs or triannual IEPs, 30 days of anyone just coming into your classroom, you are responsible for your caseload IEPs only. For RSP, it is the same as the SDC teacher's caseload of IEPs plus any new initial IEPs of students possibly being eligible or not for special ed services. You and your school psychologist can assess a student, but they may not qualify for special ed services at all. It could be an extra 10 to 20 IEPs on your caseload. So for difference number four are the amount of IEPs. RSP teacher versus SDC teacher, what's the difference? For difference number five is the staff. As a special day classroom, the staff you're responsible for and work with are whom you work within your own classroom. So it could be the classroom aide or paraprofessional, any one-to-one aides or behavior one-to-ones, or therapist that directly works with your student. You'll also work with related services like speech, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and possibly an adapted PE teacher. In RSP, you'll be doing the same with your RSP aide or paraprofessional and also working with the related services. You'll be working also very closely with the general ed teachers, all of whom have your students in their classrooms. So for difference number 5 is the staff. RSP teacher versus SDC teacher, what's the difference? For difference number 6 is the parents. As an SDC teacher, especially in the upper grade of elementary, you'll come across parents who have been there and done that. Mostly, they have a good understanding of their child. As an RSP teacher, since you'll be doing more initial IEPs, you'll be guiding parents into the world of special ed. They need more guidance on how to navigate this confusing world, and many may be nervous. Others may want to know everything there is to know about what services their child can receive, and some may not know even where to start. But for both being an SDC teacher and RSP teacher, I found myself advocating for parents in both positions. So for difference number 6 are the parents. RSP teacher versus SDC teacher, what's the difference? For difference number 7 is scheduling. As a SDC teacher, you'll be creating schedules for your classroom, and depending, you may have individual schedules for each student. With all their services, it is a lot of back and forth with fitting everyone's services. As an RSP teacher, scheduling is a beast because you are scheduling and creating your schedule with all of the teachers who have your students. So for example, I'm collaborating with about 10 different teachers' schedules during the school year, and you are ensuring the students don't miss any core instruction, science, enrichment classes, and even PE for my 6th graders. So with 10 different teachers, I am constantly changing my schedule throughout the entire year. So for the last difference is number 7, the scheduling. Now I want to go ahead and just get into my overall pros and cons with my own experience with teaching SDC and RSP. So for SDC, the pros that I have found working in special ed for 15 years are managing only your classroom, so you have more control over it yourself. Another pro is focusing on a smaller amount of students. The next pro is creating more of a classroom family and a team atmosphere, also being very close with your families. Some cons in the SDC classroom teacher position. For myself, you are focusing more on behavior versus academics. For some of you, you may love working on behavior management and behaviors for particular students, but for my case, I loved working with academics more. Another con is you often get forgotten compared to the gen ed classes. Okay, you all know what I'm talking about. When looking into my overall experience as an RSP teacher, the pros for that is that I get to see different groups of kids throughout the day. We also work on academics. The cons of an RSP teacher are more peer pressure issues among students that I never saw as an SDC teacher. Some peer pressure issues like certain clothes that they were wearing or certain friends that they have. I am dealing with a lot more of that in the RSP classroom since I'm with more of a general ed population. Another con that I have to say as an RSP teacher is the paperwork can get overwhelming. All right, I hope this gave you a better understanding of the differences between an RSP teacher and an SDC teacher. So to recap, resource specialist teacher versus special day class teacher, what's the difference? For number 1, classroom setting. Number 2, subjects you teach, 3, the caseload, 4, the amount of IEPs, 5, staff, 6, parents, and 7, scheduling. I would love it if you could let me know what you teach, RSP or SDC. Let me know in our free private Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. There will be a link in the show notes as well. And remember, if you haven't yet, go ahead and grab a free copy of your IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help get you organized and know what documents to prepare before your next IEP meeting. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping Into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.